Hello, people. How are you this evening? I like to wish everybody a happy new year. I like to take the time and to everybody who's listening, from the bottom of my heart to everybody here, I want the best for you this year. This year looks promising. We are looking at a very spiritual age. I want everybody to enjoy this. I like to express my warm thanks and great blessings to BBS Radio and Don Newsom. It is only the beginning to a long-lasting partnership in bringing valued information to our listening audience. There are a lot of huge surprises coming out of BBS Radio this year, folks, that is going to make the world, if I might say, take a real notice. We have many great things in the making for our listening audience that I know personally, I do know this, you are all going to be just thrilled about. We will be touching upon many new things in up-and-coming shows that will knock the socks right off your feet, so to speak. So, be sure to stay tuned right here to BBS Radio and keep your eyes and ears open. Many great things about to happen. Before we start tonight's show with dreams and your questions, I would like to take the time to talk about predictions, if I may. And this being the beginning of a new year, and we got our sights on what's coming up, and is there anything good coming out of the news? Well, there's quite a bit, and I like to start with the predictions that we did back in December 18th, 2005, right here on BBS Radio. You heard it first, folks, right here on BBS Radio. And then, again, I did a show on my own on the X Zone on the 21st, just a few days afterwards. But the most important thing is, it's the start of a new year, and how to start it off with a prediction that actually came true. All right, let's get to it. Already being in the beginning of this year, I made mention of many different procedures that are going to be named very shortly, and the first of which has come true and light just today, a Canadian team hopes that their technique of performing two complex heart procedures at once will make a breakthrough in reducing patients' pain and spending their recovery time. Typically, patients who need bypass surgery and angioplasty will be wheeled into an operating room twice, often with months of, you know, enduring pain and recovery in between each operation. This new procedure allows for both to be performed and recovery time lessened. With only three little incisions, there's no more major operation. Three little incisions, and with the technology I spoke of before about the camera work and what have you, this will stop the opening of the entire chest cavity and what have you. And putting two procedures together, that is miraculous. Now, this is truly a start to many more things to happen, as stated back in December 18th and the 21st of 2005. We're on the verge of many great things this year as we live through history in the making. I tell you, it's just beautiful. I thought I would share this with everyone. It's fabulous news and a fine way to start the year off with a prediction that has absolutely come true and correct. Now, let's discuss dreams. And anything you wish to ask this evening, the phone lines are open. You can reach me at 1-888-268-4313 for within the United States. And for those of you internationally, you can reach me at 1-281-419-7697. Now, dreams. What type of dreams are there? Well, there's lucid dreaming. That's where you're able to actually go in and control your dreams, take a look, change your dreams, feel comfortable, and be in control. These type of dreams, we often do have many, many of them. And then there we go through dreaming of recording. I want to talk about recording of this type of dream personally. If you take your time and give yourself a dream diary, writing down the aspects of how to record your dreams, we can sit back and put down announcing or giving your dream a name, a title, list it. Just give it what you feel, what comes right from your heart. This allows you to identify easier with your dream and your message. Now, record the dream in your dream journal in many and much detail as possible, keeping in mind all possible aspects of your dream and your interlude. Even if it may seem silly, you know, folks, there's nothing silly in a dream. There's always a message that comes through because it's your message. It's your dream. Write it down. Write down briefly any significant, keeping in mind that every detail is significant. So try not to leave out anything. If you think it is silly, like I said again, you know, write it down. It's going to mean something. Aspects of your dream is most interesting. So if you take and hold fascination or relevant feelings or feeling fright, write that down. That's a good indication. Write those things down. Realizing that the certain aspects of messages carry a lot of weight in all these areas, telling stories and internally and externally, these are very, very, very good hints to write down and keep track. Now, your specific going-ons, what your purpose is in this dream, your feelings that are associated with your actions, and don't hesitate to be specific now, the detailed arousal of your senses or feelings that lends credence that you are very aware in your subconscious. Actions. Now, there are complete and incomplete, and in any feelings that are resolved or unresolved, which may leave you bewildered, you know, take the time, write them down. Everything you have, again, put them in point form, and this will help you out in order to get your pattern to know how to decipher a message from your dreams. Major patterns in your dreams, I just mentioned that, especially similarities, contrasts, repetitions, transformations, hybrid images. You know, take what you can, write it out in detail. These are the focal point in giving, you know, the details and being able to relate, making yourself acceptant in different, you know, scenarios in your dream, becoming a part of it. Write how these patterns hold true in your waking life, if you have to. Say, this represents me. I know it does because I went through this once before. Write it out. Put it down. Don't be afraid. There's all kinds of different ways we can do that, and this gives you a chance to actually record your dreams for children. You know, I say give them a children's diary and or a journal. Ask your child to describe what is so fascinating. What gives them the ability to feel that energized, wow, I had a dream. Let them put all their feelings down on paper. Ask specific questions that pertain always to good things about their dreams. This will allow them to open up more, really elaborate, give them more attention, let them express themselves. And while you're inquisitively paying attention to your child now, you know, you can lend a little hand and make them come forth and give more detail, but make it always in the light of good. Ask them to give exact names, if they can, certain characters or places they have been dreamt about. This gives your child the chance to associate thought patterns from dreams to relate to certain standout features. Ask what was the most important part of the dream to them. Let them give it to you. Having them describe in detail what is the most exciting part that they took part in their dream, or maybe someone else did. Give them the opportunity to express themselves. It's all about expression. Now, while you're talking about their dream, let them add any information at all. Even if it's they change the storyline whatsoever, this gives the imagination. That's what it's all about, the imagination, a chance to be more creative for them. Ask them if they'd like to give their dream a name, letting them choose any title whatsoever. Out of the mouth of babes comes only the inner truth on feelings. This allows them to also be in control of the situation and making them learn not to be afraid of dreams. Dreams are not to be afraid of. Dreams are a good thing. Lastly, tell them the dream that they have had is always a good way to learn about things in life. From our dreams, we can form images, our own way of thinking and learning. Point out to them their dream book is a good would like to talk about lucid dreaming once more. Lucid dreaming, going and controlling your dream. It was expected by the Western world in a rare form of dreaming. It goes back a long way where lucid dreaming are among the most vivid and realistic, let's say. All of dreams that enables one to actually become part of the dream in real time, essence. In lucid dreaming, the dreamer awakens, and then the dream realizing they are in control of their dreams, direction, and events once validity re-entering it. This gives us a chance to actually look. We go back in and say, wow, you know, I can actually change or project, make different, make happen. This is what lucid dreaming is all about. Now, projecting oneself, being able to control any aspect of the dream, becoming the center, and having complete reassurance from within, this is the best thing. Being able to awaken and re-enter a dream, having control of seeking out your own divided ending, say, giving yourself the power. This shows you that you are in control. This shows you that you're able to be the destined of your dream, changing messages, finding them out in your dreams. And later on, after you write it out, you can actually change your dream and take a look at it and read through the message. Lucid dream, that's lucid dreaming, quite a different way of approaching a dream. But we all do this. We all have this ability. Now, I want to touch upon nightmares and night terrors. In the events that unfold, you will see, you know, a pattern arise, credence to the fact that you once in a while had either nightmares or night terrors. You're not feeling well. There's some type of situation that has been a burden to you. It's a revisit of old habits that were not very good, say, in real time, in real life. Having confrontations with people, these all come out in nightmares and night terrors. To have an episode that unfolds, it gives us a great panic state. We awake from a deep sleep when we sit up and are shocked. We are actually shocked through nightmares and night terrors. They kind of stick to us, don't leave, and we ponder the point of, why am I having this? When the sequence of events play over, and over in our minds, let's say, in our subconscious level, it becomes the events, they play havoc on right inside of us. We creating the atmosphere of fear, of going to sleep at night. The way I would suggest is, if somebody was to write this out, write it out, give it a title, give your fear, write out exactly what you don't like about this. Put a change. Say what you want to do and what you want changed about this. Then you have to have an action title. Put down what you're going to do about it. What you're going to do, you're going to step up to the plate. You're going to actually find out why, what's going on. You don't want this anymore. You know what is happening in your dream. This may not be proper. You don't want this. Well, let's evaluate it and get rid of it. Some people find the ease at writing out the dream completely. Take that piece of paper, rip it up, give yourself that burden, take it away, and throw it out. This will alleviate. It gives you a chance to express yourself. See what you write on paper. See your words. Take a look at them and find that I am ready. I can get over this. Don't let it be a burden to you, folks. Make sure you take a handle of this and get rid of it. And for children, the same way. Let them express themselves. Let them put down exactly what their fear is. What makes them flight inside their dreams? What makes them fight inside their dreams? Let them write it all out. Then ask them, do you feel like you want to rip that up? Rip it up. Throw it away. You know, and while you do that, say, you ain't going to bother me no more. Children need to see this experience. They need to hear this. This is the power of suggestion. This is what you have the power of. It's on paper. It's in your mind, in your heart. You give that to your children, and they're going to change. You show them a way to create an opening so that they can just alleviate themselves from all this horror and terror. Now, recurrent dreams. These dreams, you know, we develop these over time. And given the premise of either unfinished business, for without saying that we are having them over and over, and we want to have a foundation of why. Why are we having this for? Recurrent dreams are a message that have not been conveyed properly. We have missed the meaning of which in we play this out in our subconscious till we seek the inevitable resolution. Now, when I mean the inevitable resolution, I mean we always have to find a happy medium. We have to find what we can do to put an end to having this and find an answer for everything that is happening. We struggle and we get messages from our inner self. We need to find the pattern and the way to let ourselves go and be free from this. These types of dreams may occur mostly from problems in our strife of everyday life, and the fact is that we refuse to deal with the issues. At the very moment, and when we take a look at that and we say, strife in everyday life, and what am I supposed to do about this? Well, again, write it out. Why? What's bothering you? And the plan is to take action upon this and resolve this. If you have an issue with a coworker, if you have an issue with a family member, it's always good to be open, honest, and looking for the word to be, you know, like out to the forefront.
Right. Forthright.
Right. Thank you. And, you know, be honest with everybody and everything yourself. You have to be honest with yourself first. Now, take these types of dreams, and I always say, you know, be serious about them. There's always a message there. You know, we get plagued to find resolve, and in the means we have to find the exact relief in our inner soul and us. We all want solace. We all want peace in our life. Dreams that deal with recurrent venues are the typical dream of the dream journal junkie, I like to say. It gives a great treasure hunt of finding facts and to seek an end to a prolonged, well, let's say, epilogue. You know, we are writing our own stories. We're actually living them in our dreams. When our souls lay not rested and we venture in the depths of recurrent dreaming, it is like set aside for us to find the resolve in each event that we have pondering in the thought in our subconscious. A rerun of dialogue that needs an end. We really do. We need to find a purpose for this. Closure. We need closure. We need to find the way we can actually look at this again and become the boss. We become on top of things and feeling free, spiritually free, and the final result in determining the dream and its message. Now, another dream. When I'm talking about epilogue and when we get into our own writing and we're talking, well, that's kind of like explanatory. So I want to talk about explanatory now. These types of dreams, they deal with fact-finding and figuring out your everyday life to relieve the events over, trying, say, to find resolve again in the end of the day. This gives you the perspective of what you have done or haven't finished and lays out the exact timetable. You are a fact finder, and the events and the situations that should be have looked at long ago. An explanation of feeling left undone. The ever-seeking adventurer you are. We are all people that always look for adventure. We always seek and quest knowledge. This is what an explanatory dream is. This is you. Great detail come in this type of dreams, folks, and have a heavy thought to them. So lending the fact that either throughout your day, past week even, or even a month, and then we start to get into recurrent dreams because our explanatory dreams, they need to be examined as well. Then we pop into recurrent because they keep happening all the time. Well, we tend, us as a people, to dream these type of dreams, soul-searching, fact-finding, gathering our resources or responses to whatever proposition it sells in our life. Whatever propositions itself in our lives, we tend to take and examine. That's a feature about us. That's what we are. And we all tend to ask questions on everything in everyday life. Thus, it carries over in a subliminal life. It's a fact. Finding mission. We find ourselves on in the depths of our sleep state. That's a given. We always do. Wake up. We want to know what that is. Well, that is an explanatory dream. Now, I know a lot of us do this too, and we want to find out what past life dreaming is all about. Our past lives. What significance does this have with us? Well, these life transitional dreams, let's say, give way to the very essence of you, your soul, and where you come from. They give us purpose in finding out us, our true selves, and show a path that we've been on before, give us the light of the future as well. To actually dream of our last life, a life from which we came in itself, is a true meaning of soul expression and has validity to our spirit and us. So on whole, we just don't live a single life. We have lived before, and we can also look into the future. Past life dreaming is something else. It's the thought of living another time, let's say, comes through to us like a marked tranquil moment. It's a bookmark, and we have it's residing within us. They keep their known properties to us every once in a while, letting us know that we've traveled the road that is wide and with many on it. Our soul is a vast and full of life. You know, we belong in a great entire universe brought to us by God, and who has in many ways given us the freedom to know who we are and where we were. And it's our right. Past life dreaming, it's amazing. When we dream, we guide ourselves. And you look along the lifetime of your eyes, don't get sore and tired of what you seek. You know, the hunger that lives within each of us yearns. We want the knowledge. We seek it. That's what we are. We are on a quest. It's a lifelong belonging. And, be appreciative. Be very appreciative of all that you can have in your dreams and the messages that come through. The elevation of spirit comes in many fashions. Dreaming, there's one right there. And it's an assortment, array of many different avenues to become, the student of a higher learning. We gain from many things in dreams. And, if you have any questions whatsoever, don't hesitate to give me a call. 1-888-268-4313. That's for all of you in the United States and international calls. Again, 1-281-419-7697. Be very nice to hear from you all. I answer your questions, and we'll see how many hangovers there are from the... Hello, we have a caller. How are you?
All right, thank you.
Did you have a Happy New Year?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
No. Did you party on, or did you just stay home and be really cozy with the family?
I stayed home. Well, I was cozy with the family at my brother-in-law's house, and I came home and had a good time here with my friends.
Oh, good. Fantastic. I wish you all the best.
Thank
you have a
you,
question
Robbie.
Or a dream you'd like to shoot at me?
Robbie, I have a lot of medical problems, and the doctor says that I'm not getting to the fourth realm of sleep. So he's put me on a medication to help me get there. I'm there, and I'm not dreaming anymore. What do I need to do?
So you're lacking dreaming. You want to know about your dreams.
Right. I want
right.
to know about my dreams, and
okay.
I'm not getting there.
You know, the REM cycle 1, 2, 3, and 4, and a lot of people aren't aware of this, but a lot of people don't get to the fourth REM of sleep. As you just stated, am I correct?
Right.
Right. Have you tried meditation?
Yeah, I do some meditation, and for my afternoon rest time, and I do really good.
Okay.
But at night, I'm not having dreams anymore. I'm not having dreams at all, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay. All right. A lot of people can't remember their dreams, but they do actually dream. Now, what I don't mean to tell you to get up through the night and what have you, but if you do, keep a piece of paper by your bedside and a pen. And certain times when you wake up and you have those thoughts, you know, we'll call them thoughts for now, and you have that thought, and you go, oh, you wake up, you go, yeah, but then you roll back over and go to sleep. If you can, try to force yourself to wake up and write down whatever little thought it was, whatever little dream you had, write down whatever it was, and then in the morning, or, you know, you'll progressively see that you are dreaming, and you're going to see things come through. It's not a training. We're not going through a training course. What I just want you to see is that you do actually dream. It's just some people don't recall them, for they wake up and they go right back to sleep and they don't remember. And
yeah.
You're just like that. Am I right?
You're right.
Well,
I'm about ready to give up this medication that helps them get to the fourth REM sleep so I can have my dreams back and be able to do this. I used to keep a dream journal, and I have several empty pages now.
Right.
So I want to get back to that because I do get a lot of messages through my dreams.
Okay, good, good. Well, you know, it's a very simple exercise. You're doing your meditation, which is good, in the morning and what have you. At nighttime, when you are sleeping, if you do, hon, if you do wake up, I hate to say that, you know, force yourself to roll over and grab that pen and write down whatever thought that comes through when you're waking up or whatever you've dreamt. Because a lot of us, we want to sleep through the night. We don't want to be writing dreams out at 2 in the morning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you do, and you do notice you've woken yourself up or you're waking up, just stop. Collect your thoughts for a second and reflect back and see if you had a little episode. If you had, write down. Even if it was a sentence like, oh, I've seen myself walking through a field. Well, fine. Just write that down. And then go back to sleep. And if it happens another night, do the same thing. And in time, you're going to find yourself regaining all this. It's going to come right back to you. It's just the fact that some people who get into chronic pain, and you have chronic pain?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I'm not saying this, it's a bugger. It really is. Chronic pain is so hard on people. And we tend to take the focus and focus it on our generalization of our pain rather than the goodwill of ourselves and everything around. Meditation, and as you know, if you take a focal point and you lay down your calm and you can listen to it far away or even look at a picture and study it, your pain is gone because you're focusing on other things.
Exactly.
Right, right. Well, now you're going to do the same thing for your dream while you're sleeping, and when you wake up, when you do wake up, it's the first thing is, oh, am I going to hurt if I turn this way? Oh, I'm hurting. You know, try to focus more on reflective. Look back in your dream and then try to stay away from the pain. This is even going to help you with your pain because then you're going to try to find out what you have been dreaming about. Like I said, if it's a line, hon, write the line down. And if it's, you know, two lines of walking in the field or what have you, write those down. You're going to find it and it'll come back to you quickly.
All right.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you, Robbie, and
Happy
enjoy
New
your
Year.
Show, hon. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, you know, dreaming. Give me a call, folks. 1-888-268-4313. That's within the United States. And 1-281-419-7697. And that's international. Hello. How are you?
Thanks.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Robbie. This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are
Hello.
You doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine.
Good, good, good.
Just called in to say thank you for everything
you're
that you're doing.
You're welcome.
Just wanted to let everybody know how great you were and just kind of say hello to you and just thank you from all of us.
Oh, you guys at Haunted Voices are just wonderful people. Thank you very much.
We thank you a whole lot. And the show is really good, so we just wanted to let you know.
Oh, well, thank you kindly. You have a wonderful day. Happy
you
New
too.
Year to you. Say hi
Alrighty.
To Todd for me.
Bye.
Bye-bye, hon. Well, that was very nice. Thank you, Chris. Thank you very much. I enjoy hearing from people, and, you know, we are all good people. It's nice to reach out and touch people, talk to them. You guys are all fabulous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Haunted Voices. Once again, folks, 1-888-268-4313. That's within the United States. 1-281-419-7697. That's for international callers. If you don't mind, I think I'm going to take a small break here, and we'll be right back to take your calls. God bless everybody. I'll see you in a couple moments.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening, starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit, a book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listenings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Your dream is your dream, your message. Hello, caller. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And how are you?
Doing good.
Good stuff. Did you have a good New Year?
Oh, well, we're hanging in there.
Oh, good.
I've had worse. I've had better, so.
Well, I wish you all the best this year.
Well, I wish you too, Robbie.
Oh, thank you so much. Do you have a question, hon, or a dream?
Well, I had a dream. I didn't quite understand it. I dreamt that a gentleman that I knew, that it was like he was missing, like he was sick, and nobody knew where he was at, and hunting for him and couldn't find him. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Do you have any more detail to that?
Not much more. You know, a friend of mine had called me and told me he was, you know, taking these kind of questions, and I wish I could remember more. But I know I was looking for him, and nobody seemed to know where he was at, and I felt like he was in some kind of danger.
Right. Okay. Now I'm going to take a look at three essential words that you just gave me. You said missing, sick, and hunting. Now, the missing aspect of this individual is, it's actually, you know how friends long for their friends? They really want to have that emotional tie with them a little bit more than what they do in real life. It's like the worry, having a worry for him. Do you have this type of way about you for him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now that's the missing aspect, okay? We're going to tie all this together here real quick. Now, him being sick, it's like there's a side of him that you want to help. There's something that's going on in his life that you want to reach out and make better for him. Now, this also ties into the part where you worry a lot for him, and I get the sense that there's certain things in his life that you would like to change. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want to go right to the hunting part of it.
Uh-huh.
The hunting, these three essential words that you gave me, is the fact that you want better down the road for him and more for you and him. So you're actually looking for a solid foundation, something that you can sit and go, okay, fine, we're past this stage, and I don't have to look for it anymore because I'm here. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we take all that and we look at your feelings. And, you know, it all boils down to that. And you've got good feelings for this individual.
Uh-huh.
So don't think of it in a regard that it's bad. It's just your feelings. You have really high regard for this individual.
I was worried. I was wondering why I had such a dream about someone that way.
Right, right. Yeah, it's your feelings. Does it make sense now?
Sure does.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Robbie.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, that was refreshing. That was very refreshing. And, you know, our dreams, they always have a message. Very neat how we had those three essential words come forward. That was really neat. Well, folks, again, 1-888-268-4313. That's within the United States. And international callers, that's 1-281-419-7697. Love to hear from you. This is a beautiful New Year's that we're having. A lot of things coming up again, which with BBS Radio, we're going to keep everybody on their toes. There's a lot of things coming up this year, folks. You stay and keep your ears and your eyes open right to BBS Radio. We're going to make the world and everybody turn and go, wow, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. There really is.
I had a weird dream, Robbie, if you don't mind me giving it to you. It was a couple nights ago. It was the strangest dream I've ever had in my life.
Oh, sure. Shoot away. Give me your weird dream.
This is a very strange one. I was, and I'm, again, like I think I told you, I travel around in my dreams a lot from one place to the next. It's never the same. And this was no different dream, except where it's very vivid when it came to the part of me meeting this individual, and I was inside. I felt, I guess, angry at this individual. I don't know who he is. I didn't know who he was. I was just somewhat ticked at him. So I grabbed him with both hands at next to his ears, and clamped both his ears, twisted his head down, and blew light into him at such a almost like my body just sent a supernova of light into this guy's body. Now, to me, I would think it would be hey, maybe I'm trying to infuse him with light, but I felt at the moment I was, the guy gave me a weird feeling, and when I did this, I was always almost trying to blow him to pieces with light. And what was weirder yet, when I got done with this guy, and he was shaking after I finished, I moved over to this other guy and grabbed him, I think in the hip, a little above the hip area, and I just blew him up with light, just infused it into him with power that I've never felt before in my life. And then the rest of the dream was kind of fuzzy after that. So, you know, I heard an interpretation of it, and I thought, that just didn't make sense to me. So I thought, I'll throw this one at you and see what you think. It was an unusual dream.
Very good. Very good. This is very good. Okay. Now, I want to go across the board on many different issues here, but we're going to tie this together. Okay. Now, travel. You travel a lot, you say. So being free-spirited and open as you are, that's the total openness of yourself. And being able to do many things will transcend a lot in your life. Now, I want to ask one question. Do you fly in your dreams?
In fact, I've only known twice in my life where I wasn't flying, where I would be either. One time I was lying at the edge of a bed, and I opened up my eyes and I commanded this something to come to me, and it came to me. I was laying in bed and I opened up my eyes and I commanded something on my dresser, somewhat like telekinetics. Right. It came right to me. That I remember, and the other time I remember that I was walking was when I was running from something when I was younger. But normally it's almost always about flying. I'm always flying or jumping or moving very quickly in the air. Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, when you fly and you travel, and the openness I had for you, flying, you're an articulate individual. You know, right off the floor, I'm going to say that. And again, open, very open, free-spirited, loving. That's what people, when they fly all the time, they have a care in the world. They are not burdened. They are not held down. They see forward. They don't see back. This is what flying. You're giving yourself the parameters to be free. Now, there is a lot of holding back. I want to tell you this in this one part of this dream. You're open in exactly what I'm saying. And it sounds like I'm going to be contradictory here, but I'm not. There's a lot that you're holding back, and your potential is great to inform and to make aware on many things. So when you looked at that individual and you grabbed his ears and you clamped onto them, it's not the fact that you had anger or you clamped onto him and wanted to hurt him. No, you had a point to get across, and you want to get it across, but you're holding him back. So now's the time for you to enlighten people. You have the ability to do it. You have what's inside you, the resources to actually step forward and say, look, this is what's going to happen. This is me, and I'm shouting it out. I'm going to enlighten you. I'm going to give you part of me. You're a giving individual. This is what it is. It's not overpowering. What it is very subtle, but you should step forward a little bit more. You're reluctant in certain avenues. Am I correct?
Yeah, it could be. I think you might be correct. And what funny, you gave me quite a similar answer as to what someone else told me. Odd how it works that way. They said that I guess I travel a lot because it was an agreement I made at the soul level to be a way shower into the various dimensions for spirits. So when I go to sleep, that's my function. And I'm almost like some sort of a concierge guy in a hotel of dimensions where I'm meeting people all the time and showing them around in different areas. And this particular incident was when I had an agreement. And since the reason it was so vivid to me is because I had an agreement that this being wanted to experience the physicality of humanness. And I had was some, and again, like you said, holding back. She said I was a little reticent to right. do that, but eventually I grabbed this person and I flooded him with the physical, experiences that I had, and I guess for his friend too, so that it was an agreement I had made prior to being here with souls. But I didn't, it sounded kind of weird to me at first. That's why I didn't put much thought into it until what you just told me, so.
Right, it makes sense, doesn't it?
It's weird.
Well, you know what, it's better than being the doorman and getting a cheap tip when somebody comes, you know, through your dreams. You know, there's a different meaning.
That's right.
Oh, that was very good, very good. Yeah, it's, you know, we have different ways of expressing ourselves. We have, and that's just in real life. We have many ways of expressing ourselves in our dreams. And expression is us. It's all about us. It's the message. Our inner selves, for lack of a better term, we do give ourselves notice. We do, hey, shake up, wake up. You know, this is what's coming through. The message is there for you. Please pay attention. We take a lot for granted in life as we speak and we are awake. Our inner self lets us know about that. And it's a good moral way of saying, hey, it's time to wake up and appreciate everything in life. We may not notice how much we do take things for granted in life, but, you know, we're not perfect. And we're human. And that's where it comes through in our dreams. We are told. And it's the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing. Now, once again, callers, that's 1-888-268-4313. That's for within the United States. 1-281-419-7697. That's international callers.
By the way, thank you, Robbie. I appreciate you giving me that interpretation. Thank you.
Oh, you're much welcome. You're much welcome, Don. That was very, very good. And, you know, there is a lot in you. that you can actually express more. And I know you're coming forward, and you have that joyful way of expressing it. And when something good happens, it's like, oh my gosh, the energy just runs through you. You know, this is the way to do it. You know, love yourself, everybody, and that's for everybody who's listening. It's just wonderful. And Dawn, you have that, and it's a beautiful thing you have. Do it just a little bit more. You know, there's many good things that are going to happen for you. And as we discussed, and we already know what's coming up, and I think our lives are going to change for the better forever. And the listening audience is just going to be, you know, wowed by everything that's going to happen. Folks, we are going to bring you something else. And when you do get a hold of this, listen to it or see it or what have you, I can't give you all the details, but I'm telling you, there's so much in store for this year coming up and in the future. You're going to be wowed, and it's all being brought to you by BBS Radio, and thanks to Don Newsom.
Well, thanks to you, Robbie. I mean, to the listening audience, Robbie's correct. We have some incredible things coming to your doorstep, and don't think it's me. Robbie's is an equal part of this with me, so and you guys will know what we're talking about when this all starts to come about, and it's going to come about quite quickly. So. Yeah, and we're loving it. Robbie and I are just having a great time putting all this together, and it involves a much greater arena than what we're in now. And again, we'll just keep it hush-hush for now, but a lot of surprises, and it's going to be a great year. And Robbie, I love you.
Yeah, I love you too, Dawn. This is cool.
You got a lot of listeners right now. I mean, a lot of them. And I don't know why they're not calling in, but I'd encourage them to give Robbie a call.
Yeah, give me a call, folks. I want to know what happened on your New Year's. Give me a call, you know, and tell me that you stayed up to 3 o'clock in the morning and watched the ball drop and what have you. I'd like to hear your stories. Come on, dial up. We'll share some stories. I got a lot of stories I can tell you. I have an email right now from a girl, from a lady, I should say, I'm sorry. And her name is Roseanne, and she writes to me, Robbie, I have this dream where I am walking along and I'm going past a graveyard. In the graveyard, I notice that there's no tombstones. I proceed to go through the gate, and when I walk into the gate, everything's fuzzy. I look around, and I still see no markers. Now, when I'm walking straight forward, I notice there's a chair, and in the chair, it's empty, and it looks like a throne. I take a look around. There's no more stones. Still no stones. There's nothing. I look back. There's a chair, and Jesus is sitting in the throne. What does this mean? Well, Roseanne, what this means is this. The graveyard in which you pass by is, and I'm going to say, I know this for a fact, is the most emptiest place on earth. For that is where we go in humanistically looking, saying we're put into the ground, but our souls are not there. We're in heaven. We do go to heaven. And you seeing Jesus being your faith, Christian or Catholic, whatever your faith is, this is your sign that Jesus came and took all the souls that were in that graveyard and are gone through Jesus to heaven. Now, this could be for any faith, but this was Roseanne's dream, and obviously Jesus was and is in her faith and in her life. I hope that answers your question for you. It is a beautiful dream. And again, the graveyards, they're the most emptiest place on earth. And I'll tell you, it's like prime real estate. I'm going to make a joke here, you know, and I hope everybody cracks up. Everybody's dying to get it and get in there. I know that was a sad joke. But, you know, it's the truth. Graveyards are empty. Our souls go to heaven, we or paradise, or towards salvation. I'm glad you wrote into me that. Thank you very much. Yes, folks, jump on that phone. Give me a call. 1-888-268-4313. That's within the United States. Happy New Year.
My goodness, okay.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fantastic. You have a good New Year?
Not really.
No. Well, you know what? I wish you the best this year. I wish you all the best this year. This year's going to be okay. Do you have a dream for me or a question?
I do have a question kind of relating to a dream, but not really.
Okay.
It happened, I think it was two nights ago. I was sleeping. I woke up around 4 a.m. Pretty sure I was awake and started to hear someone talking to me, so I was talking back to them, and I recognized who it was. It was a friend of mine's mother who I've never met in person. She's passed, and I was having a conversation with her. I don't know anything about her, but she was giving me different names. She was talking to me a bit, giving me numbers. Then she left. I stopped talking to her, and another friend of mine came through that I lost in high school. We were friends in high school, not best friends or anything, but just, you know, friends. We knew each other, and he started giving me different information, talking about his parents. And I started to see things almost from him to the point where it was starting. I don't know if I was, you know, literally talking to them or if I was in the dream state. But I remember getting up to take a drink of water and just kind of, like, shake myself out of it.
Right, right.
So I don't know what you think about that.
Okay. I want to go back to the friend's mother for a moment.
Okay.
Now, information she was giving you was numbers, you say?
Yeah, she gave me some names first. The first thing she did was give me a name, like Maggie. She says Maggie, and I'm like, okay, I don't know who that is, because obviously if I don't know her, you know, from knowing her in person, I don't know the people around her either. But she gave me, yeah, then she gave me the number 5, and my friend's son is 5, and I said, you know, yes, you know, Nicholas just turned 5 on the 20th, you know, things like that. So it's kind of like a bit bizarre to me.
Yeah, yeah.
My friend talking to me, I could relate, because I remember going to his funeral, and, you know, it was almost like he was showing me that, and I remember there was a song playing when we were driving to the graveyard, and that kind of got brought up, and he talked a bit about his dad, who was a doctor, and I didn't know if this, like, really happened or not.
Right, okay. Now, I drew a line down the paper, and I have her on one side, and I have your friend on the other side.
Okay.
And I put question marks all around, like, her, and then I put, like, underline your friend.
Okay.
You're more aware of what was going on with your friend than this, is it mother-in-law, you say, or somebody's mother?
It's my best friend, John's mom, yeah.
Okay. In life, now, are you more general to stay with the no, scared to take the leap and find the unknown? In other words, everything around you that you're comfortable with, you rather stay with and be in that certain type of routine. You feel yourself being in a routine. And then, on the other hand, now, the unknown and being bewildered and, you know, is it the fact that you don't want to cross that line and find out what is over on that side?
Mm-hmm.
Is this
true?
Well,
I am doing my best to work on different things, you know, but it's funny how, like, more abilities kind of keep creeping up on me, and it's like I'm just trying to work on one aspect, and different aspects are coming up, and it's kind of like, how do you juggle all these things? But I'm completely open to them all.
Oh, good.
It's just like how to digest them all kind of coming at me. Everything's kind of been so sudden.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, I'm getting the fact that in your comfort zone, you're 100%, you're positive, you're down to earth, you're, you know, that's you. Crossing that line, you're very, I hate to use the word apprehensive,
yep.
But you still are leery, and you're taking notice of it.
Right.
Right. Now, you know what? How about we do this? I've got an idea.
Okay.
We grab your dream journal, and we're going to write down, just like I did, because I'm actually writing what you're talking, and I drew a line down the page. So in your dream journal, you're going to get. You're going to put a line down the page, and you're going to put down here, it's almost like pros and cons, but you're going to put comfortable, not comfortable,
right?
And you're going to list everything you're comfortable with, and you're going to look at that, and we'll forget about the not comfortable side for a minute. And you're going to sit there and go, yeah, you know, I feel that's me, because you do know yourself. Now you want to find out more about yourself. You want to take that leap and go. You want to find out what's on the other side of that line.
Okay.
Start touching upon things that you say, I really don't think I want to go there right now.
Yeah.
And it's not harmful, but you still have the intrigue inside you. You want to discover it, try. Take a little bit at a time and experiment. Take a look at it and go, wow, you know, it's not so bad.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to go far. I just got this thing here. You just, there's a lot about you that, you know, is like a mystery in itself. But, you know, you're down to earth, so let's keep that down to earth and footing strong like you are. Don't be swayed by negativity or anything because you're headstrong, so stay that way. But then again, don't be naive to the other side and, you know, be acquainted with it. And if you can, then you can turn around and go, ha, you know, I'm positive. I don't have to be, you know, well, in retrospect, I don't have to be scared of this because now I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I hope that answers your question.
It does. I was having different points, like when I went downstairs to the kitchen to get a drink of water, and I felt that my friend Adrian was still with me, and I started to see things kind of at the corner of my eye, and I was very adamant about it. Like I said specifically to him, I said, if you're here, I'm not ready for this part yet.
Right.
I don't want to see things yet.
Right.
And so just, and I even actually said to him, if you could just come back a different time. I did. I'm like, I'm just not ready yet. I'm not that comfortable yet. So it was very interesting. But
almost like take another step aside. Don't bother.
I did. Talking to my friend's mom, kind of like it did drain me a bit.
Right.
Like I felt kind of like, you know, my grandmother gave me a kind of a quick funny message too. I kind of heard her just, you know, tell her to tell me to cook my children's spaghetti and meatballs, and then in jumps my friend Adrian. It was like. And I just said, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
But you will discover that in time. If you take a little bit at a time, and you're going to be fine. You really will. Just don't make take your inhibitions of certain things and kind of just put them away and investigate a little bit. And then you can stop. You're very much in control. That's you. You're down to earth, so... Not to worry. There's a lot of good coming this year for you. So, not to worry. There's a lot coming for you this year, I see. So, and respect to spirituality, too. So, you know, good for you. God bless you. And Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Bobby.
You have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You do, too.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, folks, that was beautiful. I that was really different. And what a perspective. Yeah, very good. Very good. Well, let's just hope that, you know, those people that she doesn't want to come in her kitchen start going through her fridge and making sandwiches and things. Again, folks, 1-888-268-4313. That's within the United States. 1-281-419-7697. That's international callers. I'm going to take one more caller. Be the lucky caller for this New Year's show. Give me a buzz. And we'll talk about what you did on New Year's, or if you have a question, I'll even make a prediction for you. Give me a call. And speaking about predictions, what a year this is going to be. We are going to see some things that are just going to rock our socks off. And again, I'm talking about BBS Radio. Yes, I am. I have to keep plugging it because there's so much coming your way, folks. You're going to see things that are going to just make you wake up and go, wow. And, you know, that's not a whole cup of Job or, you know, Jabba. This is true. And it's going to come up very, very soon. There's a lot that will be, I love to tell you. I really would. And I know Don's sitting there with a big smirk on his face. And
yes, I am.
And I know it's true. And I just, you know, I'm biting my tongue. I really am. But I'm going to tell you something. There's something coming up, and we're going to give you little hints and what have you all the way up to the time of it happening. And we're going to keep you in suspense, and we're going to make you wonder what is going on. And I tell you, it's going to be a beautiful thing. You're going to be involved. There's going to be so much happening. And we are like one happy family here at BBS Radio. You are not just a listening audience. You are part family here. So make sure you tune in and listen each and every show, every Sunday. And I'm going to give you a little blurb, a little something. And then you walk away, you're going to go, wow, I know what's coming. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen all the time. Again, We're going to rock your socks off, BBS Radio. Keep that in mind. Give me a call, folks. Give me a call. That is 1-888-264-3-1-3. That's for the United States. And for international callers, 1-281-419-7697. One last caller. I know you're listening to me, and you're picking up that phone, and you're going to dial it. I can just see it. Be the last one. I want to give you a reading. Come on, give me a call.
And I think that 800 number works in all of North America, if I'm not mistaken, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, folks, do that. 1-888-268-4313. Dial it up. Give me a buzz. I'd love to speak to you. A Link to Heaven radio show. It's your link to heaven. Give me a buzz and we'll talk. You know, we talked about predictions on the 18th, and we talked about the economy and certain things. There's research that's going to be coming forward that I've seen. It's, oh, astronomically beautiful in the way of cures and different things with medicine. We are finally going to break through in a certain area, and it's going to bring so much hope. Diabetes is one thing that people really, really, really want to hear cured. There's going to be so much movement coming up in this year and next. It's unbelievable. It's about time. A lot of people are sitting there going, it's about time. You're right. It's about time. And I can't wait. I know a lot of people who have diabetes, and I wish them well. I hate seeing people suffer. Happy New Year, caller.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, Robbie. This is Trina.
Hi, Trina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Did you have a Happy New Year?
Yeah, I did. I spent it with my mom and Chris and Todd and the girls.
Oh, good, good. Did you eat a lot of food?
Well, I guess. We didn't really have too much.
Yeah. Was it leftovers from Christmas?
Nah.
All fresh.
Just hanging out with them.
Oh, good.
It was great.
Good, good, good. That's the main thing. Family is number one. That's the main thing.
Yep.
Do you have a question or a dream for me?
Just kind of wondering what you see in the future for 2006. I've got some health issues going on, and I was just kind of wanting to know what you see as far as that goes.
Yeah, you know, wow. I don't like seeing people sad, and, you know, when I feel the sadness within a person, you know, I like to take it and say, you know, just grab it, chuck it, and throw it away from them, you know, and I know inside there's a lot that you're holding in. You know, an expression, again, I know it may seem silly, but if we put it on paper and we write it up, hon, and we take it and we rip it up and say, okay, I'm done with that. I'm moving forward. It is the power of intent, the power of suggestion you're going to give yourself. And I would love to work with you on this. I really would. I would love to help you out in this. And, you know, if you want, you just say the word, and we can do it like on a weekly basis, a monthly basis, whatever you feel, and we can talk, and we can write it out together, and I can tell you what to do, and you're going to see yourself grow, because I know the nurturing that you need inside actually expresses what everything else is, and people will actually feel that and grow from you, and you'll learn. Am I right?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we're going to beat this thing, and we're going to beat it big time, so...
Awesome.
I'll tell you what, you know, you can get Chris, get my email, email me, and we'll start, and I'll help
all right.
you out any way I can. We're going to beat this thing because, you know, happiness is the root to all life, and it's not that you've lost it, because I know you're saying this to yourself, and you felt this, right? You felt that you've lost everything, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. No, I call it being displaced. We are human, and we tend to falter in times. We just get displaced. We just need a little helping hand to get back on track, and we're fine. So I want to help you do that. Is that okay?
That's great. Thanks, Robbie.
Oh, God bless you, hon. You have a wonderful evening, and, you know, thank you for being my caller, my last caller this New Year's you know, it's beautiful. And I wish
all
you all
right.
the I wish you all the best.
You too, Robbie. Thanks a lot.
You betcha. God bless you.
God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, folks, I really appreciate everything. I thank each and every one of you who called in this evening. I have really enjoyed my time with you all. I really have. I wish you all the very best this new year, and may your dreams come true. Remember this, a dream may be but a dream, but your dream is a message that belongs to you from you. So till next time, keep your dreams alive. God bless everybody. Happy New Year.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.